Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
To another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 40. I'm proud and honored to have the Northwest Lone Star on today. Lone Star, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. It's an honor to have you on. Thank you for your time. I know you're a busy guy. What do you got going today?
Well, the wife and I are renovating a house, so we're just, you know, kicking around here in the Northwest.
Okay, nice. All right, time for your first-timer question. What got you into the crazy world of professional wrestling?
No, hello? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said the first-timer question, what got you into the crazy world of professional wrestling?
Oh, man. Working a job in Portland, Oregon, and a buddy of mine came up to me and said, hey, man, you like pro wrestling? I said, yeah. He said, I know you're into martial arts, so come check out our school. Happened to be Oregon Championship Wrestling, which was run by Billy Jack Haynes. And I put it off for a while. Finally decided, you know what, I'll go down and check this out because I'm a big pro wrestling fan. I went and checked it out, and that was 23 years ago, man.
Wow. And then, man, you were trained by Sandy Barr and Earthquake Ferris, right?
Correct, yeah. I believe back then he was known as Mad Max Scott Ferris. But, yeah, I got into it. Within the first week, Scott told me, he said, man, he said, I looked in your eyes as soon as you took that first bump and knew you were going to be in here for a long time. And like I said, it's been 23
right
years running now.
Nice, okay. Yeah, and then I got somebody wrote in with the email wanting us to ask you about when Scott Ferris got in a bar fight and he forgot it wasn't a shoot.
Yeah, that's one of the stories he likes to tell. He was I believe it was after Portland Wrestling taping, and he was in a local bar. A guy confronted him at the bar, and Scott took a swing at the guy to punch him and did what we call a working punch. And the guy says, what the hell was that? And Scott realized he'd done a working punch and had to do it again.
And then, my goodness, he's not a small man. For anybody to challenge him, that's quite a feat.
Yeah. Scott's hands are like it's like throwing a ham at somebody. It's big.
Just like the saying says, right? Yeah. All right. Well,
absolutely.
Now, who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was wrestling, sports, music, ordinary life, or all of the above?
Well, when it came to guys that I admired, I mean, like, the WWF was Shawn Michaels. I kind of mimicked myself a little bit after what he does with the super kick and stuff. Chuck Norris, as far as action figure type guys, I'm kind of known as the Pacific Northwest version of Chuck Norris. You know, it's Clint Eastwood in the action movies because he's smooth. Of course, my own dad. I mean, he's a pretty special guy.
Oh, too. Yes. Definitely. Any other notables?
There are so many, Mike. I mean, I've met so many people over the course of 23 years of doing this, aside from family members and stuff. You know, I've worked with a lot of the WWF guys, now WWE. I've worked with you a few times, you know, and it's always been a blast.
Yes, it's definitely I was proud and honored to be in the ring with you. I'm very grateful I didn't have to feel that super kick of yours. That's right up there with the top super kicks in the world, brother.
Yeah, I pride myself on you know, making that thing right, making it real.
Right on, okay. And then, yes, it was an honor also to have you on NGW Northwest's first show back in 2009. You were in a big feud with Keith Atkins at the time, pretty decent run. And it was nice that after the show I got to have you come over, have something to eat with you. You stayed the night before you got rested up to go back home, man. It was what a blessing.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know, a lot of guys will take you and they'll put you up in a hotel, and I'm not saying it's you know, the it's hard to describe how that kind of makes you feel. I mean, I know it's part of the business. You know, the promoters, bookers, they throw a guy into a hotel for the night and you just kind of rest up and go, and that's kind of our thing. But it's nice to be able to crash at someone's home and be invited into their home, and I appreciated that, man. That meant a lot.
Yeah, you know, life is weird. It's like, you know, I had Stefan Bonner up here a few times, and we've had a half dozen or so seminars with him in the Northwest, and I was blessed to have, the last time I had him up here, I actually had him come stay the night at my house, and then the next night I set it up for he got to stay at the Sensei's house from Battleground Northwest in a Battleground MMA over there in Lakewood. So we got to stay with them tonight, too, on that weekend, having them at a hotel where you can't really spend time with them, you know. So it was an honor to have you here and with Stefan, too, especially now that he unfortunately passed away at 45 years old on Christmas Eve. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, our business is rough, man. We've lost a lot of brothers just to crazy stuff. You know, young, the business really takes a toll on you when you're a young guy trying to come up, you know, because you just don't know where to go. Sometimes you end up with the wrong crowd or whatever, and sometimes it takes you out. There's nothing we can do. You know, it's tough on all of us.
I know, you know, and then a lot of people say after it's over with, like with Daphne, for example, it's like, oh, you could have just called me up and talked to me. You know, people say that, but when you're in the moment and having rough times, it really seems like there's nobody out there to talk to, you know? So, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so what other different characters have you worked in wrestling besides Lone Star?
I was afraid this one was going to come up. no, I tried some different gimmicks, and the different characters, you know, you try to find out what works for you, or what works with the crowd. I worked with a Latino character for a while. I don't do it much anymore. They, the character really got over with a promotion down here called WCWC, West Coast Wrestling Connection. And the crowd just ate it up, man. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. Latino Blanco, I probably shouldn't have said that, but it's one of those things, I don't care at this point. You know, it's one of those things I'm going to let out anyway. And that character for me was a blast because I don't have to say anything, and I'm over with the crowd.
Yes, you know, and amazingly, like you said, an example of how over he was, he might have been more over than you are.
Yeah, that was the scary part, is because I worked so hard being me, and then, you know, I throw a mask on, and it just blew up. And it was like nobody wanted Lone Star that much, but they all wanted Latino Blanco.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, did you play sports in high school or growing up?
Yeah, well, I played basketball from grade school all the way up through high school. I used to give the wrestlers crap. You know, we used to call them, for lack of a better word, mat fags. I know that's not politically correct and it's not cool, but, you know, I grew up in a time when we weren't really politically correct. You know, you just said what was on your mind. It wasn't a personal thing, and most of the guys knew it. You know, I was a pumpkin pusher because I played basketball. That's just the way it was. But, yeah, I got into that. When I got into the military, I was in the military for 14 years. And then while I was in the military, I earned a black belt in Taekwondo. So I stayed pretty flexible and pretty well-rounded with my martial arts experience, which really helped me out when I first got into pro wrestling.
Awesome. Yes, that was my next question, was what your self-defense background is. Do you have additional self-defense?
I'm sorry?
That was my next question on your self-defense background. Anything else besides Taekwondo?
Just what the military taught me, you know, with hand-to-hand combat and some Aikido as well.
And let me see. What are some of your most memorable matches you've seen and been involved with?
A few years back, I actually got to wrestle against WWF superstar Marty Jannetty. That was at BCW Blue Collar Wrestling out of Portland. I've wrestled against guys like Rikishi from WWF, the Tonga Kid. I've been on shows with some of the top, you know, superstars that left the WWF, the Steiner brothers. I've been on shows with them, Buff Bagwell. Oh gosh. The list goes on, man. I've been blessed to be on shows with some of these guys, you know, whether it be in Washington, in Oregon, California, Utah, Nevada. I've done a few things at CAC, been on a couple of shows over there. It's been a roller coaster ride, brother.
Awesome. Yes, it is a blessing, and you know, nice to be able to be down there with CAC with you a couple times. Got to eat dinner with you down there once, and I got to interview you in the NGW Green Room last year. And man, I'm looking forward to more. You know, I'm hoping to go this year. What about you?
Yeah. Tickets bought. Everything's good to go.
Okay, already. Yes, I haven't got my tickets yet because we're trying to go back to Korea this year. We try to go every other year, so it's been a couple of years because of the pandemic. So we're hoping to go to Korea first, but we always like to go to Vegas in the same year too. So we'll see how that goes. Now, let me see. Who are some of your favorite people to work?
Oh, wow. I'm just blessed to be in this business. You know, for a guy that's only 5'7" and 200 pounds, I hold my own real well, which is nice. But I don't know that I really have a favorite. I've just been blessed to be able to be in this business and not be run out. Like there's so many guys that get into it and get run out of the business because they're not, you know, 6'4", 260 pounds. Solid muscle or whatever. And it's just, you know, this thing is, it's this roller coaster ride we call pro wrestling, man. I'm just enjoying the ride. That's all I can tell you.
Definitely, man. And then, you know, speaking of BCW, weren't you one of the ones who helped get that off the ground back in the day when they first started?
Well, when BCW first came to fruition, Bad Blood and Tommy Celsius were getting ready to put a promotion together because they were tired of a lot of the BS around the area, you know, promoters cutting people off and that kind of stuff. And they called me up and they said, "Hey, man, we're thinking about putting this promotion together. We're going to run our first show up in Hood River, which is where Tommy Celsius is originally from, and we want you to be a part of it. What do you think?" I was the first guy they called, and I jumped right on board with it and been running with them ever since.
Right on, yes. You know, and, man, you guys have come a long way at a lot of shows, a lot of stars, a lot of seminars, and, you know, I wish you guys all the luck in the future on there. And let me see. I got a segment called Favorites. And I'm sure Sign Guy, the fans on here, and Turnbuckle Turmoil would like to know what your favorite coffee to drink is.
I like just black coffee with hazelnut creamer, man.
Okay. Any particular brand of coffee?
I'm pretty old traditional guy. I like my Folgers.
Okay, cool. All right, and then let's see here. What's your favorite concert you've been to?
Well, I'm a country guy, so I like my country music. A few years back, Tommy Celsius actually got a hold of some tickets, and he told me, he said, "I got a ticket, but the catch is you got to come get me." I was working in Vancouver, Washington. He was living in Portland, Oregon. And I drove over after work, picked him up. We drove back up to Vancouver and watched Toby Keith in concert. And that was probably one of my favorites.
Nice. Okay. And then what are your favorite sports teams?
Bro, I'm a Dallas Cowboy hardcore fan. Win, lose, or draw, they're my team.
You know, I've even had people say that their high school civics team was their favorite team because they don't like actual sports. Okay, and then let me see. What suggestions do you have for people wanting to get into the business?
Don't look at it as something fake because there's nothing fake about pro wrestling. You know, people always ask me, why do you do that fake wrestling stuff? And I tell them flat out, hey, there ain't nothing fake about gravity, brother. There ain't nothing fake about that. What goes up's got to come down. If you're interested in getting into pro wrestling, find a good, reputable school. Oregon Pro Wrestling School right now is probably one of the top. Buddy Wayne's Academy up in your area, up in Washington there, that was a top school there for a long time. Buddy Wayne was probably one of the top Northwest guys to learn from.
Yes, for sure. And then who were some of the toughest opponents you faced in the ring?
Well, you know, there's that guy, Coach Mike Jones, who hits pretty hard. No, seriously. I really can't say I've got a favorite to work. A lot of the guys say that if you want a good match, good storyline, and you want a night off, guys, it's not going to hurt you. This guy's going to take care of you. You want to work Lone Star. It's just the way I was trained, man. I was trained old school, and I was trained to help take care of my brothers and sisters.
Very, very cool, you know. And then, Ed, you guys also were partners, and I really enjoyed that whole series of matches you guys had.
Yeah, you know, Keith and I had we started out as partners. They threw us together. We were the Northwest Outlaws, NWO. when they threw us together, we just clicked, and everything fell right into place. Keith hadn't been in the business very long, and with me being a little more seasoned, they thought that, you know, I could help kind of bring him up a little bit, and it did. It elevated both of us. We ran for quite a while. As things go, I think I turned on him at some point. We had a feud for 13 months. that culminated in Oregon City in a cage match, which was bloody and brutal. I don't remember walking away from that one. I do remember crawling out of that cage. To this day, I'm still very good friends with him. We haven't tagged or anything in a long time because he's retired now. But, yeah, that was a probably pretty memorable feud for me as well.
Yes, definitely. And then, you know, the other cool thing about it is, like, just you two guys in the same ring, it's like you guys are pretty evenly matched. And, you know, it's like what a great situation where every time you got two guys in the ring, you have no idea who's going to win. So that made it special also.
For sure. Yeah. Keith came a long way fast. He started up training with Dave Hollenbeck, Havoc, and he really learned the basics quick. For a guy that got in the business at 42 years old, he moved up quick. He really picked it up quick and understood it. You know, a lot of these guys get in the business, they want to do all this, what we call the flippy floppy stuff. You know, they want to do the high flying 460s and 780s and all this other crap. And to me, that doesn't make sense. You'll lose your crowd pretty quickly. You get in there and you know, popping around like that, and the eyes can only see so much. So half of your stuff gets lost anyway. You know, you got to kind of keep it grounded a little bit to make more sense.
Awesome, definitely. And then I got an email question from Sign Guy. He wanted us to tell the fans about your match with Ricky Fuji.
Oh, you know, that's probably the one match that I was scared to death. Never working anybody from Japan or anywhere like that. And that Ricky Fuji does not speak English, that was a tough one for me because communication was, you know, just kind of go with it. but again, once we got to going, it flowed so smoothly. And that's probably one of my favorite matches to tell people about.
Yeah, what a blessing, my goodness. Okay, then what do you got coming up, brother?
Well, I'm kind of laying low a little bit. Like I said, my wife and I are doing a renovation on her mom's house that she inherited here in Southern Oregon. And we're just kind of, you know, doing our thing. I know I got later on in the year, I got Rumble in the Redwoods 8 number 9 down in Eureka, California with Joe Sousa. I've got some BCW stuff coming up, CAC in August. Just kind of playing it by ear. I'm not as active as I used to be as far as in the wrestling business. But I'm still staying active with it because it's a passion, it's in my blood, and I'm going to be there for a long time.
Yes, and we're honored and grateful to have you, man. And let me see, how do people get a hold of you?
You can look me up on Facebook. If you want to email me, my email is pittmanwrestling@msn.com. I'm pretty active on there. Facebook, if you can find me on there as well. Just look up Lone Star, not the band, the wrestler, and send me a message. I'll talk to anybody about anything, you know. I don't like to get too personal. My personal life is my personal life, but I'm a pretty open guy. So yeah, get a hold of me there. Catch me at a BCW show when I crash a show in Washington at some point. You never know.
All right, sweet. You got any road stories you'd like to share with us?
most of my road stories are going to be maybe in a book at some point in my life. You know, some of the stuff I do, like I said, I keep pretty close to myself, pretty tight. I don't let a lot of stuff out. I did take a road trip at one point a few years back with Tommy Celsius. We drove from my home out of Eugene, Oregon. He drove down from Portland, picked me up. We drove to Salt Lake City, Utah, did a wrestling show over there, finished the show, PO, got in the car and headed home. that was a pretty wild trip. But it was a lot of getting to know somebody that I'd already known for probably 15 years. And it put Tommy and I a lot closer. You know, that guy, I can't say enough about that guy. He's really helped me along.
Yes, I love him too, you know, and it's sad that his son passed away and he's got a GoFundMe out there. Do you have any information on the GoFundMe?
I don't. I did see that, and I've spoken with Tommy. Yeah, to lose somebody like that close and that young, that's a tough one because I've got grandkids right around the same age, and it really made me pull them in and hug them tighter, you know. Yeah, Mike, thank you too, man. I really appreciate it. It's been a blast, and maybe I'll see you down the road.
Yes, definitely. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks so much.
You bet. Take care.
All right, everyone. There he is, Lone Star. Man, it's been nice watching him throughout the years, and, you know, I'm looking forward to watching him some more coming up and then hopefully being at a CAC with him coming up. And, man, what a ride. So, yes, this weekend, big sports weekend in the Northwest. The Mariners are in Cleveland. We won last night. So, hopefully we're getting back on track. The Seattle Sea Dragons would be playing tomorrow in Seattle against one of the top teams in the XFL, the DC Defenders. I definitely think that the Sea Dragons can take them with Josh Gordon and the gang. Playoffs in their second year. Man, that's what a blessing and an exciting year they've been having. Also last night, the Everett Aquasox won in the 11th inning. Joaquin Cabrera with a walk-off hit out to the wall there in left field. The Tacoma Rainiers have been kicking butt this year so far. Brian O'Keefe and Mike Ford have been making a big impact down there in Tacoma Rainiers. Also, we're looking forward to the Arkansas Travelers and the Modesto Nuts this season. And the Seattle Sounders are still doing pretty good. And next week we have Migs from the Northwest and KISW DJ. Steve Migs will be on next week. On the 22nd, I got the Perfect 10 baby doll on. And then I'm still trying to book somebody for the 29th. I'm in talks right now. And then on May 6th, I got Q-Ball Carmichael. And then, yes, on today, Defy Wrestling's back in Seattle today. They got a big main event. Nick Wayne, the Northwest Prodigy, is going against Swerve. That should be a barn burner. My goodness. Then, of course, you got Northwest Pro today. And then, let's see, I got the list right here. Let's see, you got DOA in Portland today. And then you got BST in New Haven, Connecticut. Also PVPW in Springfield, Massachusetts. DCCW in Portland, Indiana. EPW, Odin, Indiana. Emerge Wrestling is in Columbus, Indiana today. PWK is in South Bend, Indiana today. Let me see. MSWA is in Rockwood, Tennessee. EWA in Frankfort, Tennessee today. Then you got Tough Mania 8 in Franklin, Ohio today. And then there's also Midget Wrestling or Midget Warriors of Wrestling in Onondaga, New York today. So, yes, big fans of Short Sleeve Samson and the Midget Wrestling Warriors. Hope to get a show going with them up here in the Northwest this year. Guys, I thank you guys so much for listening, all your feedback and your input. And people have been wanting to hear my rap lately. So Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, coming at you from coast to coast. Don't want to brag, but I'm going to boast to give a toast with the coach with the most. All right. And then let me see. My song is by the Never Were and Joe Love. I'm very proud and honored to have them guys sponsor my song, my walk-on song for me, my ring, my theme song here. So here's the Never Were with the Coach Mike Jones Show walk-on.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Got a message. I didn't give out my information. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. Also, if you need any work done in the Northwest, no job too big or small, A-plus Payless Handyman Services can take care of all your needs. They are licensed, insured, and bonded general contractors so they can build a house from the ground up. And then also, they are 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for militaries and seniors. Appreciate you so much, and we'll see you next week.